glasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
We're not leaving.
It's a good day to
no
get
way.
Daytime. We're getting started here. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steppen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. And you with the thoughts on some of the big issues, big serious and not so serious stories. And I guess maybe when you look at the incongruity of, and then there's congruity that goes with it. You were at the Kings game last night.
I actually didn't go. I'm just dumb enough that I stayed up all night watching it. Yes. I couldn't go to sleep though. It was so good because the Kings were actually winning the game.
So good. The idea of a hat trick.
Yes.
Here. Three things in a row, the IRS scandal, the DOJ, Department of Justice scandal, and Benghazi. So I said earlier, Jennifer, and you can reflect, and Kenny, maybe there's some reflection on this between the various things that are getting posted at our various social media sites. Benghazi is important in that the people got killed.
Yeah, to me it is the most important because there's human life involved.
Nobody else has been hurt here other than their egos or the damage that's done politically because of the IRS scandal, the DOJ, Department of Justice scandal. It just shows you how badly run things are. And so I got a big kick out of Harry Reid yesterday saying, we've got to investigate the Justice Department. We can't allow this to happen. I feel very strongly about this.
Yes.
We can't manage. And then
thanks,
I thought,
Harry.
Okay, where's, and I said facetiously, we want to make sure all babies have dry diapers.
Harry's so glad. Speaking of, well, he's put like in his own dry diaper, probably.
So glad.
But I'll tell you why Harry's excited about these scandals. Even though they may affect his party in a negative way, he doesn't have to deal with the inner workings of his party's debate on gun control. He's like, thank God we can actually have a little break here, because he's the one that kind of put the brakes on it, because it's almost an election year for them.
Well, then you have everybody calling for resignations.
Right.
Let's get rid of the people at the top of the IRS. Let's get rid of the people at the top of the Department of Justice. Let's get rid of the Supreme Court. Get rid of everybody. But you know what I find pretty interesting about where we are now versus where we might have been 20 years ago, maybe when I was your age and wanting to protest, although I'm certainly happy to protest about most anything these days. The question comes up on why aren't you angrier about the cover-up, the conspiracy, the lunacy, the evilness of how the administration responded to things in Libya. But I'm talking about when it comes to cover-up, when it comes to conspiracy, the craziness of all of this sort of thing, why aren't people more... I mean, there's a lot of blame focused on the news media for their failure to cover the loose ends of these stories. And that is... okay, that's fine. I think there's reason to be upset about that. But the partisans on both sides go back into their dugouts, and then they come out, and there's really not any outrage anymore. It's the same old party line. It's bad. Obama, he's terrible. We got to get rid of him. But the book, and I'm not a big fan of Bill Bennett's, but I think that there was a book called The Death of Outrage. It came out after Clinton's impeachment. And in that book, he argues that on both sides, the politicians have so conditioned you to be non-judgmental and to sort of protect themselves, bringing moral absolutes. All Republicans are good, and all Democrats are bad.
Well, that's what the problem is that we've all put ourselves into a baseball game. You're absolutely right. There's teams facing each other, and there's only two, and they're, you know, the only two important ones anyway.
The Kings are good, and the Bruins are bad. mad.
Well, yeah, that's a given, but... I'll think down to that one.
Yeah, right.
But it is so funny how people would rather, and I don't think this isn't America. This is the media that's done
right.
These teams.
Yeah.
I think most Americans will say there are people crooked in my party too, and I wish that we could get rid of the corruption from everywhere.
But if you're really honest and had any integrity whatsoever, you would look at both sides as being opportunistic when it comes to taking care of themselves, and then you'd conclude that they don't really give a damn about me. And that's where I have lost when I lost my interest in partisan politics, which is probably 10, 12 years ago, when I basically just dropped out of the Republican Party. You look at the results of what has become almost these things, these stories, these people become caricatures of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand how asinine these positions are that most of them take, and how really silly people call into these various radio talk programs, and they're mostly political. And you listen to the irrelevance and the absolute foolish tone of people, and God love you for having strong beliefs, but when it gets right down to it, what do you believe in? You sound like you believe in something, but what is it? Does your belief change depending on whether the person that you... See, it's all about people and our need to respect and have regard for folks, mm-hmm. and the institutions breaking down because these people don't deserve our respect. I mean, certainly
right.
Obama doesn't, and the people around him. Eric Holder, you think he deserves respect?
He's a worm.
Of course he's a worm. And the people that were around when George Bush was president were all the same. Are you kidding? The Gonzales and some of these other people that were in charge of what? In charge of their own inflated ego. That was it. I mean, there were department heads, and this has been the situation, maybe back as Bennett points out, to the second Bill Clinton administration, because that was when the impeachment took place. So it's been 20 years that this
wow.
has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good argument? Can we make that argument?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that it's time for us to get back to being outraged. And just maybe being outraged for the sake of being outraged, because it's much more fun. And oftentimes, much more comes of it. Again, the IRS and the DOJ, great punching bags,
mm-hmm.
Because nobody was really hurt. And then you ask the question, why is the FBI pursuing this leak so aggressively? Have you thought about that? When I heard about it, my first reaction to the AP's disclosure that the Justice Department had subpoenaed those records, I think 2 months worth of telephone records, right?
That's what it was.
2 months of telephone
yes.
calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
These were for 20 of their phone lines used by reporters and editors. I guess I certainly had sympathy for them. That is the AP, even though they have been notoriously left of center.
If oh,
you
sure.
remember, we went
but that
to this...
just shows you that they'll even attack their own,
right.
the people that protect
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah. In a sense, and this goes back to about a year ago, where the AP ran a story, and I think there were objections in the White House to the national security part of this. Why did it take them a year to go dig around and find this?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, you're going to try to get to the bottom of some counterterrorism problem?
Mm-hmm.
That takes you a year? So what could have happened in the year?
I don't know. What gets me in going back, again, leaving the AP for a second, but going back to Benghazi as we're talking about all these scandal gates, is the fact that when Benghazi first happened, they blamed it on that movie. Do you remember that? They blamed it on, like, some guy's YouTube video.
I do remember that, yes. Now, just brought it back to my mind.
Right.
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah.
What happened to that guy? Because they arrested him.
Yeah.
And to me, that's right. No one seems to be talking about that as part of this debate. Like, is that guy still in jail? Is he? I mean, I'm sure he wasn't an award-winning citizen, but that doesn't mean he should have been thrown in jail for something that he didn't do.
Well, you see, that's where we get to the point of where America is today when it comes to using the power and the overuse of power and abuse of power,
mm-hmm.
Which these people have become experts at. And the news media is not doing its job, and people who are doing these kinds of radio programs programs that are aimed at political positions on both sides, one to the left, the other to the right. They're just not doing the job that was a part of the history of this. When we go back to, if people remember Jerry Williams, guys like that, people out in San Francisco remember, and in Boston as well, Gene Burns, some of the really good hosts who went after anybody and everybody. It didn't make any difference which side you were on. There was, these were the great days of non-political, but yet issue-oriented talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, it's fallen apart. Even Boston is the seat of all of this. And I'm talking about radio, and I'm also talking about politics. The fact that a mayor, the fact that all of that stuff, the scrutiny fell apart, and as a result, the guy who's mayor of Boston has been there for like 20 years. That would never have happened.
You've got to shake
with these
up.
Guys. Yeah, and the only reason he's getting out now is because he's sick. So, but that would never have happened with those guys. If those guys had been on the radio for the last 10 years even, this guy that's mayor would never have lasted. That's how much influence these talk radio people have. Now they're all asleep because they're just trying to get dirt on the other side, and there's nothing entertaining about it, and there's nothing of value in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the long term. Is my outrage sufficient? Do I sound like that? Usually Richie likes me to be on a rant for 60 seconds, and that's
only,
it.
But this wasn't a rant. I think these are really important issues that everybody, everybody's talking about this today.
Everybody's talking. Let me ask you a question. If you could have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Of course I would. The good news is that Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I've told you about for the past 4 or 5 months, that's clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, is ready, willing, and able to get to work for you. The secret of Power Swabs is the tooth, say it again, Doc, the tooth detergent. The detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger came from, remember I've told you a story about coconut juice, coconut oil, if you will. It lifts the stains right off your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on average, 2 shades, 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It is that easy, my friends. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave stuff in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that is it. Better yet, unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs work on removing stains in caps, crowns, and veneers. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial this number, 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. I, Doug Steffen, guarantee that your family, your friends, and your coworkers will love your white smile. Try this product risk-free by dialing 800-865-7602. Just smile. You'll be smiling. The world, remember the old expression? Smile, and the world smiles with you. Frown, and you frown alone. Well, you'll be smiling, and everybody else will be smiling. Power Swabs, clean up your teeth, 800-865-7602.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them. From HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sarah Simmons and Amber Carrington performing Love Song.
I actually like it. Is this weird that I like this?
It's kind of like a reggae version.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. It's cool.
Sounds like he's off pitch, though, to me. Roberta's the expert on pitch. What do you think, Roberta?
Sarah, her voice is kind of weak at the high notes.
I'm talking about Adam. He's the one who started this off. Didn't sound good at all, anyway.
No, he didn't.
The way it turned out.
And I just saw him. He was just at Jazz Fest.
Really? You just saw him? Mm-hmm. You were Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
Just see him. What did you think of that show?
I thought he was an amazing performer. I had never seen him perform, yeah. And I thought
you
he was...
You think they had the jukebox playing in the background? He was just singing along and dancing to it?
I was wondering about that, because he was all over. That's a big stage.
Sounded just like the hits, and it sounded perfect.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. We have, from time to time, in consideration of all the laughs that come from the late-night shows, put together a sort of montage of what happened on the late-night show. So here is a bit from Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon for your listening and dancing pleasure.
Vermont has passed a new bill. Vermont passed a new bill making it okay to possess small amounts of marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bill was co-sponsored by Representatives Ben and Jerry. It'll help. I think State Senator Dorito helped a little bit.
Just continuing here in California, their warning, this could be a long, hot summer, and telling everyone to cover up. And believe me, you don't have to tell the Obama White House twice. They know about covering up. Not a problem. Well, today the White House unveiled its latest high-tech weapon, the IRS audit. Yes. Did you hear about this? The IRS has admitted they were targeting conservative groups. And President Obama called the IRS targeting conservative groups. He called it outrageous. And he said he would immediately have his Benghazi investigators look into it. So we will get to the bottom of this.
Well, John McCain is now accusing President Obama of a massive cover-up in Benghazi. Yeah, that's what McCain is saying. Oh, that was a big cover-up in Benghazi. I want to tell you something about this, John McCain. John McCain, until a week ago, was under the impression that Benghazi was the stuff he rubs on his shoulders after working in the yard all day.
This is a crazy story, but it's true. According to a new book, the CIA spent millions of dollars training a cat to spy on enemies back in the 1960s. But and this is true. When they released the cat, it got hit by a car. This is true. At which point the Russian driving the car was like, he's dumb.
All right, so this is Jimmy Fallon and David Letterman. Interesting how Letterman sort of sticks up for his own political point of view, which is the left, and Jay Leno seems to be more...
Take shots at everybody.
Right. Well, he's, I think, a little bit right of center. But anyway, some fun there. One of the things that is being talked about a lot, the child of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. What's his name? What's the kid's, the boy's name?
It's Jaden, isn't it?
Yeah, Jaden and Willow.
Trying to separate himself from his parents.
Emancipate?
Yes. He wants to be
14.
14. He wants to live on his own. Also, there's discussion. Apparently, the Smiths' parenting style is not to punish their children, allow them to make their mistakes, and suffer the consequences. So, but the boy wants to be, he doesn't like
it. I'd like to be a fly inside their house to see what really goes on. We hear so many things about their family.
28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Jeffrey Jensen Arnett, Ph.D. He's co-authored a parenting guide for those who thought they no longer needed one. When Will My Grown-Up Kid Grow Up?
In When Will My Grown-Up Kid Grow Up, we have a chapter on work. We talk a lot about the way the new workplace has changed and the fact that most of the jobs that are available today, the best jobs, are jobs that require higher education or some kind of training beyond high school. And there are also jobs that are information and technology jobs. There are fewer manufacturing jobs than there used to be. So the path through the 20s tends to be a rocky one for most young people. They're trying to make their way into the job market, and they change jobs a lot. There are 7 job changes on average in the course of the 20s. And parents can be helpful in making the transition and making progress toward a good job by giving some advice from their own experience. And sometimes parents have connections that can help. So a young person might want to get a job in a similar field to the job that the parent has. The parent may have connections that they can give them. But I think there's a limit to that, too. Parents want to stay connected, but they also want to step back and then let them go on their own and make it on their own so they'll really have the accomplishment of doing it themselves when they succeed.
Jeffrey Jensen Arnett, Ph.D., co-author of When Will My Grown-Up Kid Grow Up? There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Good day program, lasting sometimes, some days we do think it lasts forever. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm in Los Angeles this morning, and Jennifer is as well. Roberta in New York City. Ken is in San Diego, and so we move on into areas. We're going to spend some time with Dr. Marcus Lowe in a few minutes. He and Dr. Jack Stockwell are going to talk about something that is sometimes difficult to address, and that's your sexuality, sexual health, that sort of thing. So I think rather than me, although we've had these conversations on the air before, for whatever the reason, I'm not necessarily comfortable talking about them, because the point of these conversations brings us around to understanding the physical and important medical ideas that you need to hold on to. And so many times these discussions get debased into, and I'm not saying that's what I'm going to do with it, but I think it's better if we keep it on a higher plane, Richie. So if Jack and Dr. Lowe talk together and people really listen, it's kind of like E.F. Hutton. When E.F. Hutton talks, everybody listens, right?
So, it's the conversation nobody likes to have, but yeah, but many it's people an important need to have.
Medical conversation.
Right. You're not Meanwhile, talking about my sex life with you.
That's I know, right. Rich. It's not.
It's so easy.
It's easy. An American, this guy's being referred to as a diplomat. I think that's a stretch. He's a low-level employee at the embassy in Moscow.
But he has diplomatic immunity.
Yeah.
Diplomatic immunity.
So he's trying, apparently, to recruit Russians, and they found him with a contract. This all seems so pat, so easy. This is so typical of how simplistic the Russians are.
Yeah. Here, hold this briefcase for a minute.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right. So, anyway, supposedly,
what you're holding.
Whoops.
he's trying to get on the American side Russians to spy for the CIA. His name is Ryan Christopher Fogle. He was supposedly carrying $1 million in cash. He had on a wig. I'm trying to get. Did you see the pictures of him in the wig?
He was carrying two wigs, three pair of glasses, a compass,
and a mustache. See,
was he like a Boy Scout and a map of Moscow, as well as a knife, a lighter, and stacks of money?
Oh Lord!
And a U.S. Embassy ID.
He can't be that smart, can he?
Nah, yeah, he works for the federal government. How can he be that smart?
Why didn't he take the lighter and burn the maps and the wigs?
And the wig, especially. Yeah. Did you see those wigs? How bad they were? Anyway, I don't know how we... This is the number one story of the day. This is offset Angelina Jolie. It's offset the scandal various scandals in the administration.
You talk to anybody with inside knowledge of what's going on in all of these, the spy rings. The Cold War never ended. No. You look at China. China is constantly hacking, barraging, breaking in to our computer systems.
Right, and this is...
Stealing our information.
They're stealing stuff from us. And we're the ones that are keeping them in business.
Right. And, as we continue to have our goods made in China, they're stealing the plans for them before we actually send them the plans to manufacture them. And the same with Russia. Everything is still... The Cold War is hot and heavy. It's just... It's more digital now. You don't see much of this spy stuff. And, in fact, I think this is kind of fun. I'm going to walk down the sidewalks of Washington, D.C. next week with a briefcase in my hand, put on a thick Russian accent, and ask people to become American spies for me.
Really?
I will pay you.
I'd actually like to follow you with the camera.
You will. I would pay you.
They'll think you're Borat.
That's what I'll be. That's what I'll be. I would pay you 10,000.
Right, you want me to tell you a quick story?
For me.
Yeah. Here's a quick inside story. Brandon,
I want you to go
to
Starbucks. All right, we got it,
Richard.
You see.
All right, calm down, Richard. This is a new the revival of Mission not Mission, Man from U.N.C.L.E. Tom Cruise is in an Army Hammer. I've said that Brendan was friends with this kid, Armie Hammer, before. He is the Lone Ranger in the new Johnny Depp Lone Ranger movie. Anyway, he's going to play Ilya Kuryakin in the movie.
Ooh.
And so they're training him now. He spends 2 hours a day learning Russian and Russian dialect so he can come across convincingly playing this part. I just think it's very, very interesting how, and Richie was bad, but this is what made me think about the dialect, how silly American
kid
sound.
You if you'd again,
right, when you're trying to make up
Russian accent.
Some sort of Russian accent, or it just sounds silly.
Better than your Jamaican accent.
Yeah,
Mon.
I don't claim to be a Jamaican or have a great. I'm not good at accents, actually. You're pretty good as Pierre.
Jamaican.
Yeah, but you're pretty good as Pierre.
French is pretty good.
But Russian's lousy. Alright, anyway, meanwhile.
I can only do Southern.
Dr. Marcus Lowe joins us in a minute with Dr. Jack Stockwell talking about men's and women's overall health and vitality here on Good Day.
Duh.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
the music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Marcus Lowe is a world-renowned expert in natural medicine. He is with us along with Dr. Jack Stockwell. One of the things that I wanted Dr. Lowe to visit with us on, actually a month or so ago he was here, and we were talking about some of the work that he's done. Actually, Jack, you may or may not know that Dr. Lowe changed pharmacy forever through the bioidentical hormone work that he did in his book, Natural Woman, Natural Menopause, which has improved the lives of a lot of women. He was the editor of Naturally Well Today, monthly newsletter published during this past decade. And so now we bring ourselves around to talking about sexual performance problems that men have. That's Dr. Lowe's charge at the moment and what causes it. So I thought the two of you could have a pretty intelligent conversation about this for a few minutes, bringing the medicinal stuff forward. And Dr. Lowe, I want to introduce you to Dr. Jack Stockwell, back and forth, the two of you, Dr. Jack with Dr. Lowe, because Jack has the same persuasion as you do, Dr. Lowe. He's known by my audience well, and so I thought that would add some credibility to our discussion of things that are a problem, like lack of blood flow, and how to change these things. Let's get started with an overview of the problem, and then, Jack, feel free to jump in anytime.
Good morning, and thank you. I agree. The moniker should be sexual health is a wellness issue. It's not totally sex. It really is overall health, and the focus would be sex and sexual performance. And, you know, most people are aware of cardiovascular disease, and they focus on the cardio, when actually most problems are all vascular. And we have somewhere between 60,000 and 100,000 miles of vessels. Most people see them as plumbing, but they're highly active tissues that make molecules that can help expand the vessels or contract them. and the aging process itself, we see that there is a rise in inflammatory mediators like COX-2, and that causes problems with dilation of vessels and increase in pain, as well as there's a reduction in NO production, nitric oxide. Those factors alone are linked to cardiovascular disease, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and erectile concerns. And so what we need to know is that as we age, those vessels around the body are active. And if we don't help balance them with diet and lifestyle, they can constrict. And if they constrict, that's lack of blood flow to our ears, to our brain, to our fingers, to our toes, and the sexual organs.
Before we talk about this product, 112 degrees, Jack, your read on all of this, I'm betting that you agree with Dr. Lowe for the most part.
Well, yeah, for the most part I do, because it's a wholeness issue, as he said there earlier. The body is a wholeness of the interconnectedness of all of the organs, all of the nervous function under control of the brain taking place throughout the entire body. And so when it begins to be a breakdown to the synergistic effect of how the interrelatedness of all these organs perform with one another, it'll manifest itself in a lot of different ways. And the circulatory system that he's referring to here, especially the vascular aspect, because the heart's made of different tissue than the vascular system is. And because of malnutrition, again, it comes down to malnutrition. And what we want to do is to feed the body what it needs to work correctly, especially the hormone glands. And when we can do that and we can get some life coming back into the system, as Dr. Lowe's talking about here, then all the little peripheral things, not the least of which would be ED, will begin to disappear and come back online. But we want to feed the body, feed the hormones, feed the tissues what it needs, because the underlying cause of all this dysfunction is essentially malnutrition.
All right, so is that what Dr. Lowe, is that what this 112 degrees does, in essence, feed the body what it needs so that things can function the way they're supposed to?
Absolutely right. I agree with that assessment. It is a comprehensive formula that has vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs that help provide that cardiovascular protection for the different various tissues, providing energy and an antioxidant armor, helping soothe inflammation, and then bringing the body back so it can fend for itself. If you can provide the nutrients, if you can provide the milieu for tissues to function themselves, they know what they need to do. We have to provide the platform. And if we could help the body do that, then we know what the body is capable of doing. If you were born healthy and you acquired a problem as you aged, you can actually reverse a big part of that by, as the doctor said, put the nutrients in, get the waste out, and it's really a responsible lifestyle.
All right. But the focus here is on 112 degrees. By the way, if you go to DougStefan.com, right-hand side of the homepage, it's pretty much at the top of the fold. You've seen for the past month or so a logo for 112 degrees. If you're interested in signing up, you can click on that at DougStefan.com, or you can dial 800-308-3095 for more information or to procure the product for you. 112 degrees, 800-308-3095. So we have this product. There are a lot of others. We have Jack and I have over the years talked about this sort of thing. There are good products, and then there are really good products, and then there are really bad products. I don't know as we necessarily, I'm not one who likes to talk about other things. I'm more interested in talking about why this is better, but and that's all about ingredients, isn't it, Dr. Lowe, what the real ingredients are?
I'm going to say that's one cornerstone of it. The science and the research, most of them don't have any research. I don't know another product that has more research in this category than 112 degrees. So many of these products are spiked with pharmaceuticals. They have contamination because they come from questionable sources. And so the science is known.
China and other areas
where there are spikes, they have contamination, they have environmental problems. So we know for fact what's in it. We know for fact what's not in it. And then you start with quality ingredients, and it goes through many, many steps of quality control. If they went to the website, I believe that science and the quality control measures are listed so people can see what that's like. I haven't seen that anywhere else. So we know what's in there, we know the quality of what's in there, and it's monitored from source to the tablet to the package.
All right. So here's the bottom line. If you don't want to be involved with questionable products, you might want to check all the information out that Dr. Lowe is presenting to us, and also tips in regard to men's sexual health and women as well. It's all part of what's at the website. You can click onto it, upper right-hand side of the homepage at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, DougStephan.com, or you can call 800-308-3095 for information on 112 degrees, how it can help you. And you know what? A lot of women, as a matter of fact, you probably find more women calling this number than men.
You find a very good balance of that.
Yeah.
It's definitely a partner issue.
All right. Yep, it sure is. 800-308-3095, or check it out at the top of the homepage. It's 112 degrees at DougStephan.com. Dr. Marcus Lau, thank you for being here along with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
At Granger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgranger.com or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Scandals, flaps, and fiascos. Plenty of them out there causing headaches for the White House. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. If you're old enough, you might remember the Ed Sullivan Show on TV and the guest performer with the spinning plates on sticks. There he goes, Eric Bray.
Glenn was his name. He would go from plate to plate to keep them spinning so that none of them would fall off and break. If you're not old enough for this, check it out on YouTube. In any case, the White House has its own version of the spinning plates at the moment. You might as well add the music. The ongoing questions about how the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya was handled. The revelation that the Department of Justice seized phone records from Associated Press offices and reporters. And the one that may have the most traction with the American public, the investigation into the IRS's actions of targeting conservative groups. A scathing new report by a Treasury Inspector General blames ineffective management for the IRS targeting conservative nonprofit groups. President Obama saying the results of the investigation are intolerable and inexcusable. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, sounding as much like a 2016 candidate for president as he does a U.S. senator, grouped all of these separate issues together in one accusation of an abuse of power.
Not just the IRS, but the Department of Justice, the State Department, etc. We've seen that now through three different incidents that basically use the government as an instrument of political activity to target your political opponents, to make life difficult for people that are saying things that you don't like.
Senator Rubio saying all of this is embarrassing for the country. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This next song is dedicated to Vicky Cooper. Vicky's a mother of three who recently saved $124 spring shopping at Kohl's. By stacking the savings, she not only took advantage of a great sale, she also saved $20 using her Kohl's cash. Congrats, Vicky. This one's for you.
Great savings that make you go Kohl. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday sale this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Another banner day on Wall Street. In fact, yesterday, the Dow and S&P hit new record highs. The Dow up 124 points to 15,215. S&P up 17 to 1650. NASDAQ also had a 24-point gain. A crowd in St. Paul chanting the words, thank you, as Minnesota became the 12th state in the nation to legalize same-sex marriage. Governor Mark Dayton signed the legislation yesterday, saying it was an honor to sign the bill. He thanked the state's residents for supporting the issue. We have not one, but two big lottery jackpots to talk about. First of all, Powerball. Lots of carryovers, and tonight's drawing is worth an estimated $360 million. Powerball, played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. You also have Mega Millions, played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. No one matched all the numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing, so this Friday night's jackpot now up to $190 million. And finally, quite a day yesterday in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, along the Jersey Shore. A day of mixed feelings. Work began to remove a roller coaster that collapsed into the ocean off a Seaside Heights pier during Hurricane Sandy last fall. Residents said it was emotional watching the Jetstar roller coaster being removed from the ocean.
It's very sad. Another icon from our life is gone.
The mayor of Seaside Heights says the entire boardwalk, beach, and ocean areas will be open by Memorial Day. And with the promise of better things to come, you had a certain visitor in Seaside Heights yesterday who certainly perked things up. None other than Prince Harry, who said he saw a real sense of resilience from the people of New Jersey in viewing all the work that's been done since last fall. The reaction to Prince Harry was about what you'd expect. Here's a young lady explaining why it's such a thrill to meet a prince.
When you grow up, you can tell all your friends, and when you have kids, you can tell your kids, I got to meet the prince. He's really handsome, and he has a very nice personality.
Isn't that adorable? And here's a New Jersey smart aleck offering this reaction to the prince visit.
I think it's great. I was wondering if he was going to perform Purple Rain.
Very funny, pal. Prince Harry wraps up his U.S. visit with a stop in Greenwich, Connecticut today for a charity polo match. Even the horsey is a little nervous about this. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I want to personally invite you to a wonderful two-hour free seminar on health. How to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care. How to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York. This is going to be Saturday, 18th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. And we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthier years to your life.